University, I walked in class tardy. Bill Marshall, when I step hard with the army. I'ma bring the drugs, you bring the love. Mama gone, finna turn our living room into a club. Nice game in the hallway, better dub, shoot a dub. Put your middle fingers up and scream, we don't give a fuck. Thugs allowed, hoes allowed, I need a unisex crowd. Trainisha ghetto ass here, I'm finna knock that bitch down. One down, five to go, I need another freak to pound. We need some alcohol, not right now, but right now. Call Tweez, hit bottles, 550 Hennessy. Get some Patron as well, I'm finna make Patrinacy. Grab some chips, grab salsa, we already got the cheese. These niggas smoking out the pound, bring a box of loose leaf. Pass me the baby wipes. I got shit all on my clothes. My shoe game a mystery. They keep asking, what are those? Ready to take a pic and print a poster out at Kinko's. Shooting my shot at every bitch, I'm making straight free throws. I'm yellow blue 42, she let me beat those. I'm all black, I can't lose. I'm the fucking Chico. DJ, turn me up. Chief Keef, Benito. Pop the perk, went to work. Marshawn, Beast Mode. Ready to take a pic and print a poster out at Kinko's. Shooting my shot at every bitch, I'm making straight free throws. I'm yellow blue 42, she let me beat those. I'm all black, I can't lose. I'm the fucking Chico. I'm the life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money. I'm the life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money.
I've been wealthy for a cool minute, man. You can tell by the way that I carry myself that I was really in it. I'm thinking about running for Senate. The way that I stay campaigning, bro, most likely I'll win it.
Real rap.
I talk fat. You gotta stay on the gas if you cash it in our fat. You can't be a quarter horse when you're running a lap. When I jumped up off the porch, I didn't look back. Give me my space like an astronaut, sucking shit. I cannot indulge in them peon activity. Stay up out my vicinity. The reason I'm well-preserved is because I'm seized. I'm an intelligent hoodlum, but educated heathen.
Life for the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money. I'm the life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money.
Hey, what's popping, y'all? Good morning, or good afternoon, because I know on the East Coast it's just now like 12 o'clock or whatever, y'all hit the afternoon, but it's 9 o'clock, right? I'm on the West Coast, so I'm always go by my time first, okay? All right, there's that. That song I just played, hey, I ain't gonna hold you, I think I'm gonna play that again. That was my first time playing it, and I was not expecting it to be a little bop slapper like that. Shout out to All Black and E40. Shout out to the Bay Area. Yeah, I'm always represent the Bay. Feel me? Because ain't nobody else doing it like I'm doing it on other platforms or even here on stereo. Yo, like, I don't know, man. It just hit different. You know, I'm going to represent where I'm from. The East Coast people do it all the time. You know, Southern people do it all the time. Yeah, no, y'all gonna show some love for the West Coast, especially the Bay Area, because it's not always about L.A., all right? It's not always about SoCal, all right? You know what I'm saying? We are very influential in the Bay Area, very influential, okay? A lot of stuff you guys have is because us, okay? All right? There's that. Good morning. Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Smokey. Good morning, Queen. Queen, I'm this bitch. Bye.
E-Reed, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little full. See, this is what happens when you go against your own rule to not eat after 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Avery. good morning to everybody in the audience. Good morning. Avery and everybody else in the audience, can y'all please share my recent soundbite, the one I just posted. Please share, because we don't know where that bitch ass nigga at, and we need to catch him. He is a murderer. We need to catch him. I just posted it, so please share. Thank you. Clean out this bitch. Bye.
If you got a story, send me the story and everything like that before I get to just claiming somebody being a murderer. Okay, that's a heavy label. I don't know no context or nothing like that, but send me all of that in the back chat, okay? Do me that solid for that. So here's the thing. All right, so shout out to MSpec and TBS in the morning, like I say in the description, because they played a clip, which I shout out to MSpec because she sent it to me. You feel me? And I'm going to play the clip too, just so that there's context as to why. And I told her, I was like, oh, I want to do a discussion on this, because what dude said in the clip and then some of the commentary that I heard in the show. Yeah, I'm glad that show come on in the morning to the point where, you know, I'm not quick to talk at 3 something in the morning, like, at all. You know, I'm just not quick to do all of that. So while I get the clip that MSpec played this morning, I'm gonna replay this E40 song with All Black, or All Black with E40. Either way, life of the party. I'm gonna replay that.
Coco dancing, I'm the life of the party. They asked me, do you ever go to sleep? I said, hardly. Savers University, I walked in class tardy. Bill Marshall, when I step hard with an army. I'ma bring the drugs, you bring the love. Mama gone, finna turn our living room into a club. Nice game in the hallway, better dub, shoot a dub. Put your middle fingers up and scream, we don't give a fuck. Thugs allowed, hoes allowed, I need a unisex crowd. Trainee should get her ass here, I'm finna knock that bitch down. One down, 5 to go, I need another freak to pound. We need some alcohol, not right now, but right now. Call tweeds, hit bottles, 5 fists of Hennessy. Get some Patron as well, I'm finna make Patrinacy. Grab some chips, grab salsa, we already got the cheese. These niggas smoking out the pound, bring a box of loose leaf. Pass me the baby wipes. I got shit all on my clothes. My shoe game a mystery. They keep asking, what are those? Ready to take a pic and print a poster out at Kinko's. Shooting my shot at every bitch, I make a straight free throw. Yellow blue 42, she let me beat those. I'm all black, I can't lose. I'm the fucking Chico. DJ, turn me up. Chief Keef, Benito. Pop the perk, went to work. Marshawn, beast mode. Ready to take a pic and print a poster out at Kinko's. Shooting my shot at every bitch, I make a straight free throw. I'm yellow blue 42, she let me beat those. I'm all black, I can't lose. I'm the fucking Chico. I'm the life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money. I'm the life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money.
I've been wealthy for a cool minute, man. You can tell by the way that I carry myself that I was really in it. I'm thinking about running for Senate. The way that I stay campaigning, bro, most likely I'll win it.
Real rap.
I talk fast. You gotta stay on the gas if you cash, it's in our facts. You can't beat a quarter horse when you're running a lap. When I jumped up off the porch, I didn't look back. Give me my space like an astronaut, sucking shit. I cannot indulge in them peon activity. Stay about my vicinity. The reason I'm well-preserved is because I'm seized as I'm seized. I'm an intelligent hoodlum, an educated heathen.
Life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money. I'm the life of the party. When I step hard. Yeah, I'm stepping with an army. I ain't leave it in the car, I got it on me. I can never be you. Me, I gotta get some money.
Yo, the Bay Area just got a different kind of swag, yo. Oh, no, man. I love where I'm from.
E-Ree, he definitely a murderer. He murdered his father, which is my cousin, which is my little big brother. He murdered his father last week, Monday. He's definitely a murderer. Queen out this bitch, bye.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I'm not dismissing it. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I don't know anything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what's going on? E-Reed in the building, going so strong. You already know this boy, Crypto, coming Crypto through, kicking those. No, how we go, smoking on that smoke, rolling up and roll. Let's go, everybody. Oh, hello, E-Reed, how you doing? You already
hey,
know
Crypto.
E-Reed. It's E-Reed L-T. I see you, Queen Donatella. I see you, Queen out this bitch, bye. What's up, Smokey Okey? Smoke something.
Shout out to you, Cryptos. Good afternoon, good morning. It's good morning on my end, good afternoon to you.
I sent you the link in your inbox.
Okay.
I sent you the link.
Okay.
Queen out this bitch, bye.
Okay, thank you. I'll check it out later on today. And sorry for your loss, mama. I feel lost. I understand. All right, so this morning, MSpec and TBS, they played this clip. And the question, it was a podcast conversation. And the question was asking about, like, if reality TV, like, is detrimental to the imaging of Black women or whatever, right? So I'm going to play the clip. Y'all know me. I'm going to play it twice. So we hit nice. Okay, and then I'm gonna break it down because I feel like dude was like stretching a little bit, and I felt like he took different. Oh, hold on, I'm speeding. Let me shut up. Play the clip.
Feel about reality TV?
I hate it.
Why?
It destroys the image of Black women in America. As the Black woman goes, so goes Black society. You would be hard pressed to find a show where you actually see Black women who are actual entrepreneurs, not some fun little boutique in the mall, not a kiosk, not I've got an eyelash line, but actual entrepreneurs. You know what you do see, though? A bunch of women who are throwing drinks at each other, talking bad about each other, talking about each other, smiling in each other's faces, backstabbing, and then that image goes out into the world. So then you wonder why so many Black women are, quote unquote, not protected, not respected, treated like the animals. You wonder why when you go to a hospital, they say, oh, she don't need anesthesia. You're strong and independent because that's the image that's out there. You're loud, you're boisterous, you're wee wig wearing, you got snuffle up against eyebrows out there, you got a BBL that's killing you and your thighs don't match. And then let's not get started on what they do to Black men. They're either completely emasculated or there's some type of thug Tupac caricature that completely eliminates the ability to express our intelligence, our creativity, and our need to not only protect, provide, but actually nurture a woman in a place where she can feel safe to be who she is. And then on top of that, you can't point to a reality show that does not have somebody who does not look like us at the helm, up to including the Love and Hip Hop ones, because everybody focuses on how bad Mona Scott is, but nobody says anything about Jim Ackerman.
Okay.
How do you feel about reality?
So, hold on. So, here's the other thing. I was trying to look up, who is this Jim Ackerman dude? I was trying to look it up this morning. Okay? So, because I was like, who is Jim Ackerman? I don't know of this man. And I can't pull nothing up on him as far as, what is it? I don't know, reality TV or whatever, because I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who this Jim Ackerman person is. Not unless there's something else going on in the background that I have no idea about. However, like I said, I feel like dude in his commentary, he was nitpicking a whole bunch of other things that actually could be detrimental in the imaging of Black women. But trust me, it ain't only reality TV if that's the case. And on top of that, there are plenty of... I want to say plenty, but there is definitely reality TV shows that depict strong Black women with businesses, careers, and they don't be about that ratchetness. I feel like the question should have been ratchet reality TV, because there's different varieties of reality TV. And I don't feel like all reality TV depicts Black women in the wrong light. On top of it, Black women been doing what Black women been doing since before reality TV. We're not going to make it seem like reality TV created the ratchetness within the Black women in the Black community. That did not happen. Black women and ratchetness has been around together since before I was born. Okay? It just was described differently or whatever. You know, it was different terminology used. All right? Like, we're not finna do that, okay? And obviously, this is the other thing I wanted to touch on. Like, if you don't watch reality TV and you don't watch different varieties of reality TV, I feel like your opinion is mute. If your only basis and your only reference for reality TV is Love and Hip Hop, if that's your only base, like, yo, like, I'm gonna need you to get out of the early 2000s, son. Like, I'm gonna really need you to step your game up, to have an opinion on all these different reality shows on different streaming services that depict Black women in a variety of ways. variety. And the cold part is, it don't even be just black women. It's just showing people being people, because people are shady as fuck. That's what it is. I'm going to play this again. Hold on. Hey, wait, what? What? Uh-oh. No, that's not what I meant to do. I'm trying to. I can't rewind it. Won't let me rewind it. Guess I gotta start it over. Hold on.
To entrepreneurs, you know what you do see though? A bunch of women.
It won't let me do it that way neither. All right, hold on. I gotta dip this.
Throwing drinks at each other. Talking about each other, smiling in each other's faces, backstabbing, and then that image goes out into the world. So then you wonder why so many black women are quote unquote not protected, not respected, treated like the animals. You wonder why when you go to a hospital, they say, oh, she don't need anesthesia. You're strong and independent, because that's the image that's out there. You're loud, you're boisterous, you're wig wearing, you got snuffle up against eyebrows out there, you got a BBL that's killing you and your thighs don't match. And then let's not get started on what they do to black men. They're either completely emasculated or there's some type of
Tupac
caricature that completely eliminates the
ability
to express our intelligence, our creativity, and our need to not only protect, provide, but actually nurture a woman in a place where she can feel safe to be who she is. And then on top of that, you can't point to a reality show that does not have somebody who does not look like us at the helm, up to including the Love and Hip Hop ones, because everybody focuses on how bad Mona Scott is, but nobody says anything about Jim Ackerman.
And still don't know who the hell Jim Ackerman is. This is the beginning of it.
It destroys the image of black women in America. As the black woman goes, so goes black society. You would be hard-pressed to find a show where you actually see black women who are actual entrepreneurs, not some fun little boutique in the mall, not a kiosk, not I've got an eyelash line, but actual entrepreneurs. You know what you do see, though? A bunch of women who are throwing drinks at each other, talking.
So this was crazy, right? I'm finna nitpick the hell out of this clip. So y'all gonna hear it a few times. I'm finna nitpick the hell out of it.
Hey, E-Reed. What's up?
What up, Chickies, though?
I'm at these people's office today, so I gotta be quiet. I'm so, you know, something about this.
Hey, Short Stroke.
Show this morning. I was like, I wonder what E-Reed think about this, because I know you be doing your Venture Rewinds on reality TV, and we was just talking about my opinion on Zeus and why I haven't subscribed to Zeus yet because of all the ratchet TV and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm in here to listen for now while I work. My opinion on this is no. I don't think reality TV, well, the way you're phrasing it, yes and no. I think that black women or people in general are doing things for attention, right? And how do I want to word this? I'll be back.
I got you. Hold.
So, okay, I'm gonna just let you have at it, because I know you was in there this morning and it sounds like you're saying exactly what I'm about to say. Just because you film people doing something doesn't mean that you're the reason for that thing growing. It just means that people are doing things and you're catching it. And you're catching it on tape. So no, I don't believe that reality TV destroyed the image of the black woman. I believe that the normalization of culture for some black women is being valued, you know, as far as being more entertaining, you know, and it's being pushed more to our youth and our music and everything, whereas the more positive images are not.
Okay. Hold on, got more open.
And to his point, he's like, so many women are not protected and not respected. I'm protected and respected everywhere I go. Like, I don't go outside and just get people smacking the shit out of me for no reason. Like, I don't get this stuff doesn't happen every day. I don't go out and get called a bitch or go out and just, you know, men just like catcall me or disrespect me left and right. You know, men don't treat me like that. So I don't really know why. Well, I know why. I'm not gonna sit here and play dumb. Like, I don't know why. Because some people have different walks of life and some people present a little different, and I still don't think that gives a person
stereo is doing something
disrespect a person. But I also don't think that we should pretend like black women are just out here just being stomped on left and right just because, you know what I mean? Like, some stuff, it's hard to.
All right, hold on. I'm going to download this video so I can pause it as I please. Yeah, wait, hold on.
I don't think reality TV makes black women look bad, because the women that are on reality TV are mostly consist of a certain type of woman. A type of woman that dresses provocatively, or the type of woman that curses, or the type of woman that drinks. I think it represents a certain type of black woman, but it doesn't make black women look bad, because all black women aren't like that. So, you know, no. I think it can make other people think that all black women are like that, because they can't see the other types, you know, broadcast on television. But I mean, when you look at reality TV, you know, whether it's scripted or not, it pretty much is the same type of woman that's on there. And they don't really seem to be godly, the godly type or the modest type, you know. So.
And I'm here to debunk everything you just said. This is not against you. I'm just here to debunk all that type of stereotype thinking when it comes to black women and reality TV. Like, again, Love and Hip Hop is not the poster child of reality TV. The Zeus Network is not the poster child of reality TV. Like, oh my gosh. it's moments like this why I do review movies and TV, like reality TV shows, on Binge and Rewind, because I really think it has to do with the fact that people aren't looking for it, because there's already some sort of standard that has been accepted of what reality TV is and what type of black woman is portrayed on the show, right? And that's not true. So at the end of the day, if I'm literally telling you that's not true, and it's proven because it's documented that that's not true, at the end of the day, by the end of this conversation and this dialogue of us sharing, you know, our opinions, not arguing, but sharing our opinions, like, go do it, go find out for yourself. Because at the end of this conversation, it's really just going to be a matter of, are you willing to accept the truth that the quote unquote standard of what reality TV and black women's connection looks like, if that's still a real reality, or if that's the only reality? Because it's not. And what's interesting is like, okay, we're going to crap on reality TV, right? But we not finna talk about these scripted TV shows that people are so excited to watch that depict black men, all right, as the drug dealer, the murderer, the like, what? How many times do you have to keep watching a scripted TV show that tells you the same story of a poor black family that, you know, has struggles, they got alcoholism, they got a drug addiction, they got an absentee father, they probably got, you know, someone in the family was molested, what else? Now they want to become a drug dealer because they didn't have it growing, they didn't have what they needed growing up, so then they become a bigwig drug dealer, and the outcomes are always pretty much the same. They either end up dead, in jail,
or a junkie. Like, but y'all, but we sign up to watch that though. We glorify that though. Ain't no problem with that. We not gonna talk about that, but we wanna talk about what kind of women are being picked for reality TV shows. Like, so you telling me that a doctor, a gynecologist who ain't ratchet, okay, isn't ratchet, has very poised, very confident, very independent, very married, has her own businesses on top of being a doctor and other ventures. You're telling, like, did y'all know that that was actually depicted on a reality TV show? Did you know that that type of a black woman existed on a reality TV show? Did you know? Do you know who Dr. Simone is? That's completely different than Love and Hip Hop and Ratchet shit. Like, I just feel like it's unfair, and it is, I just don't think it's fair to put all the eggs in one basket of this is the type of black women that are only seen on reality TV. These are the only women that exist in within the black community, and that's why they're being represented on reality TV, or reality TV is creating these kind of black women. Like, that's it's not to say people cannot be influenced. It's not, I'm not saying that. That would be ignorant for me to say and just flat out lying. So I'm not saying that. So anything that I'm saying right now, I wanna put this boundary out there. And this is for everybody in the room. If you hear somebody say something, don't immediately go to the opposite end of the extreme because they didn't cover what you felt like they needed to cover in their opinion. Okay, so if someone comes in here and says, like, you know, just a crazy example, excuse me, I like chocolate ice cream, don't immediately come in a clip and say, well, what about vanilla ice cream? Don't do that. Okay, just we're here to listen and to have a dialogue, not just here to respond and react. I don't want to referee that. Okay. But at the end of the day, like, we are definitely here to just share our opinion on it, because I completely disagree with the fact that reality TV only depicts a specific type of black woman on TV. And that's because I seen it. That's all I'm saying. Like, check out some of these other things on here. Or if you don't know, you are more than welcome to ask me, and I will direct you and lead you to the right show. But I'm gonna play these messages, and like I said, this clip is a minute and a half, and I'm definitely finna dissect piece by piece, so I don't want to be up here hella long, but we gonna see what happened though. What up, Junkie Day?
Hey, what up, E-Reed, Melanin Seduction. What's good with you? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the listening section as well. Y'all already know it's your favorite music junkie, Dave. Slide it through, set of love, peace, positivity, and blessings your way. Yamshin.
Good morning, Junkie Dave.
Way is scripted TV. The reason why scripted TV make black women look so bad is because no matter what you look at, it's always something fucked up. Okay, Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Remember the Parkers? Monique and Kim off of Moesha, right? Y'all know there's only a 4 or 5 year age difference between the two, right? But yet, Monique played that woman mama. How about all of these Tyler Perry movies and shits? Because, hell, that's why. When Tyler Perry came out with Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, man, that was the shit. Because the woman finally got her payback for the bullshit.
Oh, That is true. She did. She did.
You're get right her about Love and Hip Hop and the Zeus Network and all that. You know, I understand all that, but you know, I don't know. When you say reality TV, these are the shows that are the most commonly known. I don't. You know, if you know of another show or whatever, let me know. I'll watch it. I know of a couple.
For sure.
I don't think nobody's really discussing those shows.
And they're not discussing it because people don't look for it, because people already have a stereotypical mindset when it comes to reality TV, and they put them all the same. So it's no different than when a white person see a black person for the first time, they automatically have a stereotypical idea of what that black person gonna be. Whether it be a man or a woman. No different than a black person who don't like white people or ain't ever been around white people, and they get around a white person or another nationality or whatever. At the end of the day, it's about breaking down the stereotypical ideas and the barriers that don't allow for it to be an open-minded thought that, oh my God, like, there is more than that out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I could definitely give you a list. You got Married to Medicine. All right. That's on Bravo. What else? You got Love and Marriage Hip Hop. Love and Marriage Hip Hop. Love and Marriage Huntsville. Love and Marriage Detroit. Love and Marriage DC. There's so many, there's definitely different takes on it. So yeah, and trust me, those shows I just mentioned, they're definitely talked about. Like, definitely. They're not on VH1, but they're still on promising networks where you can watch them and you can see a different type of black woman being depicted on screen.
Shit, even when it come down to the Cosby Show, goddamn, the Cosby's oldest child, which was a daughter, she was only, I think, 4 or 5 years younger than the mama. So, I mean, like I say, it's just all the way fucked up. And as far as it go for reality TV, let me just say this. Reality TV show your ass what happened whenever a black woman be in some bullshit. Cause I still have yet to see any black woman on any reality TV show that just sit down and take the bullshit when it happen.
I can see this gonna be an uphill conversation.
Damn, here we go. I don't think it makes black women look bad. I think it makes everybody look bad. I didn't like I'm not into reality TV. I ain't like Big Brother. I ain't like Survivor, Love and Hip Hop, Bad Girls Club. I ain't really like none of it, for real. The Bachelor. I mean, the people that it attracts are people attracted to attention. And people that are attracted to attention do wild shit for attention. You know what I mean?
That's
and with
true.
Cameras on, this is a lot of deception. I don't think it's good for humanity, but it is entertaining. I'm not gonna lie. I've been in the room while one of my baby moms was watching the show, and I got caught up for a couple minutes. But damn.
Oh, snap. And I want to make sure I'm saying your name right. Is it Zakan? Am I saying their name right? I hope I'm saying your name right.
I'm sorry. I'm not really familiar with reality TV. I don't watch television. There is no television in my living room. I don't, you know. Most of what I see is clips that go viral or stuff that people talk about, you know.
Ah, okay. Clips,
you know, I know that there's more shows that consist of different types of people. That was my whole point, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
Most of what I see that you know, that is that's viral, let's say, or popular is the stuff that I'm speaking of, you know.
Right, and I'm gonna touch on that too, cause those. Hold on, let me put this in my notes so I don't be forgetting. Let me put a pin in that. You know what I'm saying? Cause I get it when it comes to the whole viral sensation of it all. You know, clips that go viral. Because there are certain. Here's something that I don't know if a lot of y'all are aware, right? Because I wasn't aware of it at one point. However, these networks or these production companies or whatever, or their PR people will contact these blog sites that make these videos, these clips go viral. So that's the reason why. So then the question, so then with that being said, right? If these, like if these, the ones that depict Black women in a negative light, quote unquote, right? If they're sending clips to these blog sites and then paying the blog sites to play the clip so that it does go viral, then I would pose the question, doesn't that show the maturity of the reality shows that show Black women in a different light who don't do that, as far as like wanting to pay for, instead of paying to be seen, right? They're just gonna be seen and then they get paid. Does that make sense? I hope I explained that right. So the reality TV shows, they pay the bloggers to play the clip, right? For it to go viral. But the mature reality shows that depict mature Black women that handle their business, not to say they don't quarrel, doesn't say they don't have discourse, but it's not in the demeaning type of way that is being assumed that all reality shows do this, right? All Black women do this in reality shows. Is it fair to say, like, or as that, isn't there a maturity level in the fact that they don't do that, but yet they're still popular? Because if they weren't popular and the show wasn't good and people weren't watching it, it wouldn't be on the air. You see what I'm saying? They wouldn't have sponsors. They wouldn't have a seat at the reality TV table. So that's why I'm saying that, to say that. And everybody's opinion is fair. So, but I thank you, Zakan, for even like voicing your opinion and actually, and then even admitting that you don't even watch reality TV and you don't have a TV and you're seeing it by way of clip. So at least I have better context as to like where you're getting your opinion from. So I appreciate you for sharing that. Thank you.
Shit, because even when it come down to it, see, I'm about to blow y'all mind. See, my father, I miss that man. Swear to God. But cutting up, don't say that to get emotional. Cutting up, bring that up. Tell your ass a story. My dad was a fan of Good Times, right? My dad used to always talk about how when Good Times was on TV, a lot of people was talking because John Amos had quite an age difference from Esther Rowe. Then let's bring back up Faggot Tyler Perry. Hell, there was a play where a woman child was in college. And one of his college homeboys started fucking his mama.
Cutting up. What does the age difference got to do with? What? I don't get your point. Just with the age difference, because older men been dating younger women forever. So I don't get it.
Because as far as it go for lies and shit, happen. Love and hip hop. See, the thing that pissed me off about that is every stripper, except Cardi B apparently, but every stripper up on Love and Hip Hop, sadly, got raped first. It was only once they got raped did they know that stripping was an easy way of life for them.
What? What? Cutting up. Don't do that.
I don't think that it can make black women look bad because mostly it's for black women. So how can it make them look bad if it's that's what they want to watch?
There's that part. Cutting up, I ain't gonna hold you. That was a little triggering because I was raped and I ain't no stripper. And I ain't no hoe.
I mean, but black women ain't the only thing that look bad on TV. Look like fucking Honey Boo Boo and like shit like that. White people get portrayed as bad people too. It is a fucking fact. You ever seen cops? Yeah, most people they arrest, guess what? Why?
Look, Southern Charm is pretty much an all white cast. They just added like some melanin in there like a couple of years ago or 3 years ago. And they hella ratchet. Vanderpump Rules is mostly a whole, like an all-white cast. Ratchet as hell.
I'm from Akron and I'm a roach, so I love all that ratchet shit. When they get to fighting and pulling the hair and all that shit, love it.
Breezy, I didn't say hi to you. Hi, Breezy. Hey, Tammy. Hey, M-Spec. What up, RJ? In short stroke, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but hello.
This might be a revelation to you and the audience, but some people don't care what color your skin is. They just assess the content of your character. And what are you really talking about? Are you talking about assessing the content of somebody's character or just being a flat-out racist? There's going to be racist people watching reality TV, but can you really change somebody from being a racist by being a nice person and a decent person? Maybe not. It's up to each individual interaction that you have.
I didn't say anything about race like that.
You know what, E-Reed? You talking about the shows being popular because they send it to like the tabloids and whatever. But I think there's a cycle of feeding each other. So like the people that are going to the shows are most likely attention seeking or ratchet or whatever you want to call it. The people that are doing the show are exploiting that for a reason. The reason they're exploiting that is because if you put a wholesome show and then a ratchet show side by side, chances are the ratchet show is going to have a lot more viewers. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're feeding it to us, but it's because we keep eating it. When given a choice between something healthy and something not healthy, we choose.
I blame World Star. All right, I'm going to play some people who we haven't heard. And then I'm gonna go ahead and play this clip to dissect it. I already played it once before, but in its entirety, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play it again and then break it down even more.
Okay, Tammy. I don't know what the fuck I walk into because Cutting Up is just saying some outlandish things. But first of all, Rental Spoons, how you doing, Reed? Good Rental afternoon. Spoon. Shout out to the topic. Yeah, this was on NSPEC and TBS this morning. I didn't get a chance to respond or talk this morning, but does it make black women look bad? Any kind of reality shit makes everybody looks terrible at this point. But for the sake of the topic, I just look at it as entertainment. I don't know about y'all, but I look at my family and I do not see the reflection of these ratchet women throwing drinks in their face, just loud and obnoxious and crazy. I don't see that in my family or people, the black women that I hang around. So no, I feel like that's all entertainment. It's all TV, but we should all know that by now. Reality TV makes anybody look bad, black or white, but that's just me. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, though. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this and then dissect it from there. Wait, hold on. Let me turn the volume back up. Because, see, I could pause it now because I downloaded the video. Thank you, Inspect. Appreciate you.
Fly.
It destroys the image of black women in America as the.
Okay, so I'm going to debunk that right now. It destroys the image of black women in America. So what about the reality TV show, The Real Housewives of Dubai? That ain't in America. Okay. And there's there's natives on that show. What about the super native show that has no American on it, which is The Real Housewives of South Africa? What about that? Did y'all know that existed? Ain't no Americans on that show. And them black women on those shows, those melanated women on those shows, have their own businesses. They run their families. Some of them are married. Some of them are remarried. Some of them are single. Some of them are very poised and confident. They do not do anything ratchet. It literally follows them and what happens in their life versus something messy and destructive of the black family, the black community. It shows them within their friend circle and what happens within a friend circle. So there's that debunked, done. Next.
Black woman goes, so goes black society. You would.
So if where a black woman goes, there goes black society. Then how come when black women is out here screaming to protect them and screaming that they want the black man to do right, or they want their man to do right, whether it's a black man or not, and they want them to do the right thing and do what we saw growing up when the baby boomers had and the generations before that, regardless of the factors, I'm not getting into the factors. I'm not dissecting that. I'm just making a point. So if black women are out here saying, like, if they just really had a whole campaign, right, and was in your face every single day, which has already been in your face every single day, about what we need and what we want and what we deserve, how come it ain't happening then? How come we still screaming out that's what we need and that's what we want? So if where the black woman goes, the black community goes, how come the black community is still in distress? Explain that part. Okay. Debunked. Next.
Hard pressed to find a show where you act.
Debunked. It's not hard pressed to find a show. There's many streaming platforms. So the question is, are you looking for it? And if you're not looking for it, then what does your opinion, how much weight does your opinion have on it if you're not even looking for it and you don't watch it? No shade, no tea. This is not to get at anybody. I'm just making a point. Because they're out there. It's just a matter of, do you look for it? It's kind of like, you know, I don't know. You could pick any product. Because at the end of the day, these shows are a product. You could pick any product. Just because you think you have the good product, or you know that this company is the good company, don't mean it ain't a better company out there. Don't mean it's not another company out there with the same product. Like, I don't, like, this is the short, the, not the short, this is the narrow-mindedness that I'm trying to debunk, because that doesn't make any sense to me. It absolutely doesn't. But yeah, we have all these other deep, profound, open-minded conversations, but when it comes to this, it's like, no, that's it. That's it, no. No, it's not set in stone. None of that's true. It's not. And I feel like it shows this. I don't feel like it pays homage or honor or respect to these black women who actually show the opposite of what we have been accustomed to and have been indoctrined to see. I feel like it's showing disrespect to the value that they're bringing to the reality table to show you something different. So maybe that's what I'm advocating for, and why it's like, it's a little perturbing to me, to where it's kind of like, what? You know what I'm saying? And then, You know, it was said, it was mentioned earlier. I forget which clip it was that I played earlier, where it was mentioned about women who are godly. Love and Marriage Detroit, all of those people are godly. You literally saw them. One of the husbands is literally is going to the school to be a pastor. You saw one couple like they sit in there praying. They put God first. They openly speak about putting God first. You see them trying to build the Black community, where one man held a meeting for a brotherhood to add to the community. You saw a Black woman outside in the morning meditating, talking with God, with the Bible, reading scripture. It's on TV. It's there. So, debunked.
Actually see Black women who are actual entrepreneurs, not some.
And I agree with what Ron Jay said this morning. What's the actual entrepreneur? What is that? Is that a thing now? Is that a thing? Is that a new word, a new term, actual entrepreneur? You're either an entrepreneur or you're an employee. It's one of the two. You either are an owner or you're an employee. It's one of the two. Or it could be both. You feel me? You could be your own employee. It could be both. But what's an actual entrepreneur? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, if like, you know, like what Ron Jay said this morning, if it's about like, oh, if they're, producing their own product or something like that, or if they're just slapping their name on a product, if that's what it is, then you need to separate that. And you need to make that more clear versus just blanketing it with an actual entrepreneur. If you are your own boss, you are an entrepreneur.
One little boutique in the mall, not a kiosk.
And why are you hating on a little boutique or a little kiosk or whatever? It's a business, ain't it? So what about Jeff Bezos, who started his business in a garage? That wasn't even at an actual store or an office building. One could argue, oh, you couldn't afford to go to an office. Like, you couldn't afford to rent out some space. You had to do it from your garage. Like, what is that? And what makes it so sad, I guess this is the other reason why I really wanted to, like, talk about this. This is a Black man talking to a Black woman, trashing Black women. It's like, and then mansplaining how it should be. Like, okay, come on, son.
Not I've got an eyelash line, but actual entrepreneurs. You know what you do see, though? A bunch of women who are throwing drinks at each
other. So men don't throw drinks at each other. We don't see them video clips of men at the stadium getting mad at each other and throwing blows. We don't see men on these videos that go viral from other countries and even in America, where they having a political meeting where it ain't even supposed to be no chaos. Okay, y'all don't do nothing but sit there on your ass and talk and then vote if you do vote, or you sit there and you stall to vote or whatever it is you doing, and y'all sitting up here throwing blows. We're not finna do that. We're not finna sit up here and act like men don't pull out guns on each other to prove a point and have a dick showing contest. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that because some men will do that. Or a pissing contest, whatever the case is. We're not finna act like that don't happen. We're not finna act like we don't see that. So, miss me. Okay, debunk. Next. Sorry. I'm sorry. Like, this is just outrageous to me. Like, the whole clip was outrageous. But I couldn't say nothing this morning because it was too early.
Other talking bad about each other,
Talking bad about each other. Okay, so show me a friend group that don't talk bad about each other. Show me one. Show me a friend group that ever existed that didn't talk bad about each other. Show me a group of people. Show me a group of employees in the workplace where you get them together and they don't talk about another employee. Show me where that don't exist. You can't.
Other it happens smiling everywhere. Smiling at each other's faces, backstabbing.
Smiling at each other's faces. Isn't it a whole song about that? Which means that, and wasn't that, didn't that song come out in the 70s? Smiling each other's face all the time, want to take your place, them backstabbers. Ain't that a whole song? So you telling me reality TV, that just started with reality TV. It didn't start before that. So they wasn't doing that in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s, in the 30s, and 20s. They wasn't doing none of that. Okay. So we just gonna blame reality TV and the black women.
And that image goes out into the world. So then you...
That image was already out in the world. So you telling... So... I know this sounds so crazy, but it's the fact that some families, right, when they get together during the holiday season or whatever, sometimes it be a little quarreling and stuff get thrown and people argue and people be yelling or whatever the case is. And some of that happened in black families, the families that be playing spades, let somebody renege on a book or something. Dice, okay, come on, son, like, miss me with that. And I don't know, I guess it's just like, why are we blaming reality TV on that? Because if it didn't exist, then that would, and if it was fiction, right, then it would be a scripted show. But this is non-fiction TV. Right? It just is given an arena. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only talking about those that are actually like that. So like, even for example, there's a reality TV show on YouTube called Chasing, the one I'm watching right now, the latest season, is called Chasing Atlanta, right? It's been on, I think this is season 6. This is a YouTube show. This is a YouTube show, not on OWN, not on A&E, not on WeTV, not on Zeus. It's on YouTube. They do their own commercials in between. They like the editing, all of that. It looks like an actual TV show. Like, I mean, not an actual TV show, but as far as the editing goes, right? The production of it. It's very good quality. But it's just following them. It's not necessarily like always scripted or always fake. Now, if y'all have heard me on Binge Rewind, you know I got my own theory when it comes to Love and Hip Hop, because Mona Scott Young, like, I do look at her sideways. I do, but for different reasons that are way beyond this. But I do look at her sideways. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, like, you can just hate the game, because that's pretty much how the game go. It's been like here since before reality TV.
Wonder why so many black women are quote unquote not protected, not respected.
Not protected and not respected because people choose not to protect and not to respect. People choose to look the other way. People choose to remain silent. People choose to do the opposite of what is morally right because they don't want to get involved. Because at the end of the day, it'd be like, oh, well, that ain't my problem. It ain't my business. But you're going to sit there with your, you're going to be right there with a seat and watch it though. Because what was said earlier, what is keep being the common denominator? It's entertaining. So someone else's drama, someone else's pain, someone else's worry and stress is entertaining. Someone else's, you know, sorrows and woes and all of that is entertaining. And it's only entertaining when it's not you. But it's entertaining when it's somebody else. And then it becomes inspirational when the person that you're entertained by of their drama becomes a successful story and makes it through the storm. Then it becomes inspirational. Guess what? That's human nature. One minute you celebrate it. The next minute you the villain. Then the next minute you're loved again. You're inspiring again. That's just human nature because people are weird. That's what that is.
Treated like the animals.
Now, excuse me, treated like the animals. People argue all the time that animals get treated better than humans. I've seen dudes have paid more love and respect to their dogs and their cars than they do their woman. So what are we talking about here? And if black women are the ones that lead the black community, if the black woman is saying, treat me better than your dog, then why are black women still saying, treat me better than your dog? I swear, I would love to interview him and just be like, okay, say that again. Repeat yourself.
Wonder why when you go to a hospital, they say, oh, she don't need anesthesia.
See, and that right there, I agree with TBS when he said this morning that was a stretch. You see what I'm saying? Like, I felt like his entire statement was clickbait. And I would even challenge the idea if what his full statement was chopped and screwed in order to sound clickbaitish like this. You know what I'm saying? Because where does that come from? Where? And if when it comes to editing and PR and all like that, you want to do that. You want to spin it to where there is something in there absolutely outrageous. And that was just absolutely outrageous.
You're strong and independent because that's the image that's out there. You're loud, you're boisterous, you're wig wearing, you got snuffle up against eyebrows out there, you got a BBL that's killing you and your thighs don't match.
And you know what? Them same women who do all of that, as much as people want to joke and laugh and everything, they get thousands of likes and thousands of loves and they get thousands of dollars because y'all like it. Men and women like it. Because people choose what they feel is content. People choose what they feel is attractive. It's subjective. It's not a standard or a rule. Like, come on, miss me with that. That's like going back to the 20s when I think it was the 20s. It might have been the 20s or the 30s. But when women were not supposed to wear pants. You would not see a woman wearing pants. She would be wearing the undergarment or whatever, you know, back in the other centuries or whatnot. But as far as like an actual pants outfit, yeah, that was not a thing. And then the minute women started doing that, you know, they were looked down upon. They were shunned. Oh, my God, how dare you? It's a disgrace. You're not representing the women right way. Look manly. It's masculine. You're not being in your feminine energy kind of a thing, right? But she's still a woman. She's got on pants. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? I don't know. He's weird. Debunked.
Let's not get started on what they do to black men. They're either completely emasculated.
That's not true. There's plenty of husbands on these shows with their wives and they get praised all the time. Dr. Heavenly love her husband, baby. She love her husband. You better not talk to her man. You better not look her man way. You better not touch her man. She will come for you. She loves her husband. Okay? That's who I was talking about. Dr. Jackie on Married to Medicine. But Simone, too. Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone, they love their husband. They really do. Now, as many people might have a feeling about NeNe Leakes, but NeNe Leakes, she loved Greg. She loved her some Greg. Greg was a good husband. He portrayed himself very, very protective and loving and all of that, even when they was going back and forth. We not finna do that. Not all of them are emasculated. Not all of them. And this is why I say I feel like It's just what people are indoctrinated thinking of what reality TV is and, you know, Black culture. And they only think of love and hip hop. You know, they think, and I'm not even going to include Zeus because Zeus ain't even that old. You feel me? And like, it's Zeus. But love and hip hop seems to be the common denominator when it comes to stuff like this.
There's some type of thug Tupac caricature that completely eliminates the ability to express our intelligence, our creativity, and our need to not only protect, provide, but actually nurture a woman in a place where she can feel safe to be who she is.
And so you need reality TV to show you how to protect and nurture a woman, a Black woman? That's what you need? That's what you're saying? Okay. There's plenty of shows for that. Matter of fact, there's a reality show. And here's the thing. That's why I say it's a variety of reality shows. What about the reality shows that actually have therapists? What about Love and Marriage Bootcamp, Family or Fiance? They have actual therapists, like real therapists, real life, real time therapists. Went to school, got a degree, all of that. And they actually sit with these people. They give them challenges so that they can see it. Okay, people talk about 90 day, and I know, you know, people can look at that however they want to look at, but 90 day last resort is actually a good installment in their franchise. You know why? Because these couples go to a 2-week retreat with real therapists to try to figure out what's going on in their marriage. And they have to do individual work and they have to do couple work. Like, what about those reality shows that actually show you how to heal in your marriage, in your friendships, in your life, and through your trauma? What about those reality TV shows? What about the fact that those doctors are Black doctors? What about that? So is that a negative impact on Black culture? Is that a negative impact on a Black woman that a Black woman who has a PhD and sits down with a couple who wants to get married but doesn't have the blessings and support of their family and has and sits with them in 3 days' time to get their families to understand and break through years of trauma and barriers and walls that have been built up because things are not being discussed. And in 3 days, she gets them to break those walls down and actually have a conversation and get some healing done. And that's a Black woman. And she got her own story to where her own story, some of us would never have survived it. But she survived it and then made something else happen. And now she's helping others heal. What about that? See, there's so much out here.
And then on top of that, you can't point to a reality show that does not have somebody who does not look like us at the helm. Up to
okay, that part, I'm just going to skip that because I don't know who this Jim Ackerman person is. And until I do, I can't speak on or debunk that part because I don't know who that is. And I'm like, what? I don't know if that is something else related or connected or whatnot. I don't know, but I don't know who that is. And when I looked it up, I was not getting what I thought I would get. So yeah, I don't know. So I'm gonna play y'all's messages. I did what I wanted to do when it comes down to debunking all of that. And I definitely did that. That was on my agenda. I just wanted to debunk everything he was saying because it wasn't true. So now I'm gonna play y'all and I'ma shut up.
You know, when it comes to reality TV, like when I was younger, I used to notice the prison shows. And I'm only speaking from a male perspective. I know this is about females, but I'm just saying about reality TV. I always thought it was fake because I've been to prison multiple times. And I've noticed like these jail shows ain't going to show you the you know, the real ugly side. They'll show you some of it. They're not going to show you the men being raped or correctional officers bringing in drugs, you know, the power that some of these crime bosses have in the prisons. They're not going to show you a CO put you in a cell when it's below zero, opening up the windows when you have no clothes on, or cutting your water off for days, or bringing your food to your cell and spraying mace in it and starving you out. Like, you know, they're not going to show you the real ugly. So I never, like, thought this reality stuff was actually real.
Look, if you ever went through any of that, I'm so sorry. You should have never went through that.
Let me explain why I bring up the age difference. Because I ain't gonna lie. For a nigga just to be making mention of age differences and shit, okay, I'm kind of running dry. But wait a minute, wait. The reason I bring that up is because whenever we looked at scripted TV, white married people, they are able to raise the children that is in their TV shows, but yet when it come down to black people, like I said, it's just a very small age difference. Hell, John Abenson, JJ, them niggas wasn't that far apart. Shit, that's just the way it was. Cause when it come down to Home Improvement, cause I know you remember that show Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
Wait, hold on. I'm just gonna play cutting ups out.
I am so sorry, E. Reed. You know that cutting up just come with laughs and jokes. But the reason why I even brought that up is because I am sick and tired of seeing that on Love and Hip Hop. Because you are a survivor. You are a strong black woman. And I know that you know it's a million and one niggas on stereo that be crushing on you. But you
That's
are
not
a survivor.
True.
You are a fighter. But as far as it goes for the bitches on Lies and Shit Hop of any city, they make it seem like once that happened, that's when they knew that being a stripper was the way of life.
Okay, hold on.
What did they say on Southern Charm? She's a diversity hire. She's only here because she has money.
Look, and they all come from money, too. That's the crazy part. All of them. Everybody on that show come from some sort of money somewhere.
Wait. So I stepped away for a second, Erie, and I'm about to go into a meeting. So I think I just might. So what's your position on this? Do you say yes, that TV does make black women look bad, or no, that it doesn't?
Oh, my position is no. People make themselves look bad by choice. It ain't got nothing to do about TV. If that's how you want to act, that's how you want to act. If that's your personality, that's your personality. Like, if you want to portray somebody else opposite of you, then okay. And we see those people don't last long on the show. Or eventually, they mask fall off because they've been trying to portray something for so long to where they can't keep up with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's either way. And I look at it like this. If we're going to blame reality TV, then we need to also blame scripted TV. And if we're just going to be blaming stuff, you feel me? Then blame the people who volunteer to sign up for it. Who sign their name on the dotted line and say, you know what? I'm going to be filmed 24 hours a day. Or I'm going to be filmed for so many months. Or whatnot. And then shout out to Lily, because Lily brought up that new show that's I think it's on the Wii channel. I caught wind of it and I watched it on YouTube. What is it? The Villain Show, The House of Villains, right? And it's got Omarosa on there. It's got New York from Flavor of Love. And it's got can't even think of that other girl now. I don't know. Wait, hold on. Now I gotta look it up. But here's, like, when it comes to that show, like, I don't even include that show because of the name alone. Like, the name alone. And everybody on that show, hold on. Where is it? Let's see. So it's got Jax Taylor, Omarosa, Corinne from The Bachelor, New York. I don't know who that bananas dude is. It has Anfisa from 90 Day. Bobby Lights. Oh, Tanisha Thomas, Bad Girls Club. Tanisha Thomas. What's crazy about even having Tanisha on there, Tanisha was not a villain. It's just the name of the show she was on was called The Bad Girls Club. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't even the villain of that show. So that's the crazy part. Whereas a lot of these other people on this show were villains of the show. But to keep to the point of, you know, black women making it look bad on reality TV, I wouldn't actually like include this show on something like that, considering that it's just clickbait anyway for, you know, it's just clickbait. But it is interesting to see the strategies of the players and stuff like that. But I mean, in Omarosa alone, like, it's Omarosa. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, if you know, you know.
You could change a racist by fucking on him. I know that. You put some black pussy on a white boy face, he ain't gonna be racist no more. Ooh, he gonna be a lover.
Sunshine. Yeah, that was weird.
Like, you're obsessed. If you want to be a racist, just say that. You don't have to put something around it. We know. We see you. We know.
Wait, was that chick that, because I didn't want to get off topic and, like, have a squirrel moment, but since I didn't got what I wanted to get out, was that chick that was on FNG's platform? Was that racist chick? Was that who that was? Let me know. That's who that was. Right.
What's going on? May you all stay spectacular. I hope you're having a great day. You are very welcome for this clip. And yeah, I'm excited for the breakdown. I know I'm late, but like I said before, it's just not black women. It's the whole representation of reality TV as entertainment for those who are watching TV for information and hit this station, or you're in another country and you're looking at the Americans and thinking that reality TV is a representation of real. It's crazy. But yeah, if you're not watching it as entertainment, you're definitely watching gonna take away from it, as that's the representation of women in general, not just black women.
Yeah, true story. Because it's just a matter of, that's why I'm like, it's about self-accountability of what you choose it to be versus, you know, just saying like it's only this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. And I see so much of this in various topics. It's just frustrating to me. And I think that's why, like, I wanted to do a spinoff discussion on it, because it's just like, wait, what? Like, if people are choosing to get up there and act the fool, then, you know, it makes them look bad. It makes their culture look bad. It makes everybody just look bad, and it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like there's supposed to be a gray area where there shouldn't be one. And where there are gray areas, there shouldn't be one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's, I don't know. Cutting up.
I ain't just talking about everything. Now, the reason why I bring up the age differences is because, you know, when you look at, you know, white married, you know, couples on TV, Love and Marriage. The Al Bundy and his wife, they raise their children. And the reason I bring up Home Improvement is because Home Improvement, that little boy that played Mark, the youngest boy of the brothers. I'm sorry for what I'm about to say. But the little boy that played Mark, the youngest boy of the brothers, was actually deemed the most fuckable child by pedophiles.
Cutting up. What that got to do with reality TV and black women? What are you doing right now? Like, I almost don't want to play the rest of your messages to go down this rabbit hole with you. I don't want to talk about that. That has nothing to do with, like, reality TV or scripted TV. Does it make black women look bad? Or the clip that I played. Like, I understand your point, but I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Nah, and that's the second time you didn't say some real triggering shit. Like, yeah, no. I'm all for the kiki and the fun and all that, but that right there, that's explosive. That's a different kind of Pandora's box. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that.
Hey, yo, E-Reed. Oh, man, you talking your shit, girl. All right, so check it. Talking about reality TV. You pointed out other things that do it. I was watching It Is What It Is the other day with Cam and Mace. And it was talking about, they had a discussion about hip hop and does it influence some of these athletes to do certain things. And surprisingly enough, they kept it a buck. You know what I mean? They talked about music that influenced them. They talked about going out into different sporting events. You play certain music to get you in the mood. So it's not just reality TV that affects us. It's media. It's everything in general. You know how mm-hmm. Junkie Dave do. It's a whole plan. But yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, what is it? Them philosophers and, you know, all of them be like, you know, whatever you focus your attention to, that's what you're going to see. That's going to play into your psyche. You know, like that's what you're absorbing. So it's kind of like that movie, Who Cloned Tyrone? That's a prime example right there in that scene where Jamie Foxx was sitting in the backseat of the car and the other two characters were, of course, in the front seat, and there was a song playing. And Jamie Foxx was like, man, turn that song off, because that song, I don't know, I think he said it makes him depressed or it makes him angry or something like that, you know? Like, yeah, it's going to make you feel some kind of way. I talked about that on Vibe Chillin' Chat, I think last week or something like that. So, I mean, like, I can tell when I'm in, like, a petty mode. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm in a petty mode, then all I do is absorb petty content. Like, it's not influencing me. It's just that I it's already in me. So therefore, that's what I end up, like, attracting. You feel me? But when I'm on my, like, chill, just want to have a good time and just want to have fun, I end up gravitating towards content that, or like comedy shows, comedy movies, or, you know, comedy action movies, stuff like that. Like, we are what we attract, and we just are who we are. So depending on what we decide that we're going to absorb in that moment, like y'all absorbing me right now, right? You're absorbing my tone, my words, the, you know, the discussion, you feel me? I'm absorbing what y'all are saying in the comments. Right? So all of that is playing into us. So there's going to be somewhere in our memory bank, right? especially if if you heard something that was said that was important to you. Like, this is going to play into something else. This could be a topic of conversation someplace else. I absorbed MSpec and TBS this morning because it just so happened I was awake at the time when they're on. Usually I'm knocked out sleep. Like, I had just went to sleep by the time they get on because they go on at 3 o'clock in the morning my time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I hadn't absorbed what they said this morning, we wouldn't be right here having this discussion right now. You know what I mean? So it all means something at the end of the day. But we're also accountable for what we absorb and what we choose to want to see. So if we don't want to see reality TV shows that depict women and what one would feel is in a negative light, then go watch the reality shows that show Black women in a better light. And just because you see them in what you consider a better light doesn't make it a perfect light, because that perfect light don't exist. There's no such thing as a perfect light. Nobody's perfect. So I think that's my main point. You know what I mean? That's pretty much my main point.
That's how roasting be. Everybody want to be roasted on until they get roasted on. And they be like, oh, go to somebody else. I it's not funny when you do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how roasting be. Everybody.
Oh. Stereotripping.
I just wanted to touch on the protect thing a little more. I believe it's more nuanced than what people usually give it credit for. Protecting, it doesn't start as soon as an altercation happens. Protecting doesn't start when somebody comes up to you and pushes you. That's not when the protecting happens for a real man that protects. A real man that protects is looking at all the possibilities. And they're going to want to place themselves in the best environment to have the best outcomes. Just because I can fight doesn't mean I should want to fight every time. Something could go wrong. They can land wrong. They died. Now I'm not here.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
E-Reed.
I don't know what is up with Stereo. Hold on. Let me, like... No, I don't want to do that. Because Stereo is definitely tripping.
When I say it, now I'm not here, I don't mean I'm the one that died. But I could have died. Or I could have been the one to do the killing. And then what happens? Then I go to jail. Or what if the other person is a punk and presses charges? Then I go to jail. How protected are you while I'm in jail?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How protected are you while I'm dead? I protected you, cool. But if we would assess the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not independent anymore. I don't think anybody should be in a relationship and want to be independent, whether you're male or female. Doesn't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
The two become one if you want to look at independent like that. But the two become one. You have to have the same goal. If you work in contrary to that, that messes up the protection thing. You know what I mean? It's a lot deeper than that.
I agree. Over-independence is a trauma response.
In reality, if you don't want to see it on Love & Hip Hop, just don't watch it. You got the choice to turn the TV on. Same way with Stereo. If you don't like what the fuck is going on, log off the fucking app. Go back to your reality. Oh, wait, your reality is so shitty that you'd rather just deal with something you don't want to see.
That part. Project Pooh.
Yow. What it do, Blanket? Duvea. You ain't no cop, E-Reed. You ain't no cop. What up, E-Reed? Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody in the basement. I've been listening and working. Goddamn copiers fucking my ass up. Earlier this morning, I voted yes, but my answer really was just like riding the fence, because like I said, it will affect the image to people who are ignorant. As far as how I feel about reality shows, it's consumer based. I think somebody said, like, yeah, if we don't watch it, they're not going to do it. But you always going to have people to watch it. We're not going to be able to get rid of it because somebody's going to watch that shit. It's entertainment. It's drama. People love it. Some people live it. You look for the stuff, the good stuff. You got to look for
it. Here's the other thing. So at the end of the day, in today, in where we are with technology, you're always going to see it whether you want to or not. Here's why. Because even if they took away all the reality shows that one would consider depict Black women or women or people in general, like, in a negative light, if you took this, if you took the reality TV shows, all of them, right, that go in that category, off these networks and streaming services, guess what's going to happen? Guess what people are going to do? They're just going to take their phones and you're just going to see more of it on your social media timeline. That's why I say I blame Worldstar. No, I'm just playing. That last part was, I'm just playing, being funny. But that's what's going to happen because people are going to want to see it. You know? Because now it's ingrained in us to see drama to that degree. So that means people are going to do that. And people's emotions are already scattered all over the place. There's a lack of critical thinking. There's a lack of emotional intelligence. There's a lack of resources in order to learn how to balance that. There's a lack of motivation and initiative to want to go find free resources to be better. So that's all going to play a factor in the fact that it's just easier to be drama and create drama than it is to heal from it and do something different.
Yeah, let me spin, I had to spin the block. But yeah, if you want to see better stuff and you want to see you know, people of color in a different light, you gotta look for that stuff because unfortunately it's the market. Like, people love that shit. Like, I try not to indulge, like, I don't watch baddies and shit because that's just too much. It's like, yo, you like putting people in a, it's like you're putting them in an arena. It's like gladiators mixed with real life. It's fucking ridiculous to me. Like, I don't want to ingest that in my mind. I see it enough, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, it's just, I think it's just all about what you take in, but if you know, you know, like, that's, to me, it's individual. And if you want to portray yourself like that, then go right ahead, that's you. If you do it for a buck, that's you. But that is, they don't speak for all Black women. They don't speak for, you know, it's a broken record.
Nice record, though.
I heard mention about the, what is it called, House of Villains. I don't know, like, just another perspective is, like you said, it's entertainment, and I feel like, I think it's interesting, because I feel that these people are probably not like that 24/7, and it's like having to be on all the time. Like, that's their character.
Right.
It's movie or TV shows mixed with reality. Like you said, scripted versus actual reality. But, you know, it's a moneymaker. People love to see it. Yeah, it's interesting. Am I going to watch it? No, but like I said, somebody will. It's like, to me, it's like a form of method acting. They are living what their character is. And it's like, probably behind closed doors, they get to be who they really are, but they got to put on for the world. That's what it is.
Like, for me, reality TV is an entertaining science experiment. That's how I look at this, but I look at people like a science experiment. This is no shade. This is not meant to diminish you as a person, but it's just, I am fascinated by how the brain works. I am fascinated about how people come to a decision to behave the way that they behave, to say the things that they say in the moment. I am a believer that from the heart comes out of the mouth. So if you said it, you meant it. Now, are there times where your intent doesn't cross what you say? Yes, but that's just the lack of vocabulary. That don't necessarily depict you as a person in your character. You know, I am fascinated by how that's all interconnected. And I'm fascinated about how people respond, whether it's to listen to respond or listen to understand and then respond. I am fascinated by how people are able to listen, understand, and validate and actually give love, because that's the acronym for it, which I learned on Marriage Bootcamp. Listen, understand, and validate. That is love, L-U-V. So how many people actually exercise that, but we say, I love you all the time? So that is fascinating to me. So it's like, just watching it. Like, I do it in my own household. I'm fascinated how my oldest child gets to the decisions that she gets to, where in other moments, it's like, what? My 8-year-old exercises critical thinking skills on a normal basis. Like, that is who she is naturally. So when them brain fart moments where the critical thinking decided to go on vacation and take a break and she does something, I then ask her, like, how did you, like, what? That fascinates me. I do it to myself all the time. So I'm saying all that to say this about our intention behind why we watch certain things. And again, like what's keep being said, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. But there's enough people that are invested in to these personas and these personalities that people sometimes create, to where, yes, now people, the audience, may not know between the person and the persona. So House of Villains, this is, Pook, you actually like uncovered why I said, you know, why I don't feel like that goes into the category of how it depicts Black women, because those people in that show, right, on their own shows, they created that persona on the show and ran with it. That became their way they make their bread and butter. So when they're on camera, their persona is on. It's still them, but it's just a different version of them. It's their alter ego. Whereas when the cameras are off, they're like, oh my God, you know, it's probably completely different. So, yeah, it just, I don't know. But yeah, I agree with that.
Because truth is, Tyler Perry done had more dicks up his ass than Will Smith had.
Okay, yeah.
No. Cutting up, where are you getting these articles about most fuckable children for pedophiles? I need your source. I'm calling the bullshit on that.
Weird dude.
Hey, E-Reed. I hope you
Hey, Bunny J.
Happy Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. And I hope you have a great week. You know, I'm down here listening. Reality TV or scripted TV doesn't make Black women look bad. I thought they were all the same thing. I thought reality TV was scripted. Or am I tripping?
So reality TV is basically like if someone just took a camera, right, and entered into your home and followed you and your family all the time, right? They took all of this rare footage of you and then they edited the footage in order to make a storyline. And because life imitate art and art imitate life, all of our stories could, if someone chopped and screwed it, right, and, you know, did a remix to it, it could definitely be a storyline, which is how you get, you know, these biopic movies and stuff like that. Everybody got a story. Everybody got a story. So reality TV is more of exploiting that. And depending on the production company that's actually doing it, doing the exploitation, it can be done responsibly or it can be done irresponsibly. It's all a matter of what the end game is. So that, and I mean, that's my theory on the breakdown of what's the difference. And then of course, scripted TV is actually like, you know, with the, you know, the actual script is read, they go to a table reading, they do a dress rehearsal, you know, they got the costume designer, they got a setting design, you know, they got all of this going on, you know. So yeah, I think that can be, that would be like the main difference. But it's not to say that, this is the thing with the producers. The producers, who especially the ones that do those one-on-one interviews, right? They have to ask the certain questions to draw out what it is that needs to get drawn out, right? It's no different than when we be sitting here listening to Diamond give an interview, Donatella give an interview. Revenge was interviewing Tweety last night. You know what I'm saying? It's certain questions that get asked to draw that information out, draw that story out, draw that context out in order to make the story go further along. So yeah, that's, and some of the producers, and when they be asking their questions, they could be a little messy, but guess what? Wendy Williams made a whole career out of it. See, it's all connected. It's all just delivered in different ways, but using similar tools. And in, at the end of the day, it's just a matter of what are people signing up for as an audience member and as a creator or owner of the creation. Like, it all goes, it's all self-accountability.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Melanin, hey. Seduction. E-Reed, you know what?
What?
I think I misunderstood something. How's your day, my man? How's everything? I hope everything's good. What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's going on, D. Karma? Missed you, sir.
See, I like what you're saying right there, Evie, because what you're saying about you being in that mood already, so you gravitate towards it, you look for it. But all that tells me is you are taking accountability, and it's like, at the same token, I know it's like, okay, I understand it from the perspective of kids. But, you know, if you have kids, don't let them watch that shit. Don't allow them to watch it. Yeah, they're probably going to sneak and watch it if your friend's talking about it, this, that, and the third. But you got to instill what you got to instill in them. But you got to have some kind of accountability. If you're allowing yourself to be, quote, unquote, brainwashed, then, you know, strengthen your mind. Stop watching it. Watch less of it. Just be aware, be hyper aware of what you're ingesting, and don't let it take over your own psyche. Like, that's just, I think that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. I would concur with that.
These reality shows, you know, the funny thing about what you just said about if you don't want to see these shows that depict people in negative light, go find one that depicts you in a positive light. I mean, for the most part, both of them truly exist. And people that feel like somebody's doing something negative to the culture because they're on this reality show. This shit is called reality show. It's somebody's reality for real. And this shit is really out here happening. They just ain't getting paid for it. Not like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. Interesting. We do. I agree. We do hold the accountability on us, or we should hold ourselves accountable for what we watch as adults. But I got a question. What about the children who are around? Not necessarily sitting in front of the TV watching it with you, but just walking by and hearing things, or just coming in the room to say, hey, mommy, and then can see it little by little. What about those people that want to emulate their parent? You know what I mean? Because they think they're cool. Like my son, sometimes he'd be like, oh, I want to be like you. I think that's dope, but it's also very powerful. And then that accountability mm-hmm. again comes into hand. We watch things in private.
I got your point though. So like in my household, right? I always have my earbuds in when I'm watching something. The only time I would actually watch something on the television, per se, is when I was watching my daytime soaps on the TV. So Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, right? That would be pretty much it. Or if I was watching like Columbo. But even then with Columbo, there was a scene where a gun went off and she said, oh, I don't like guns. And I said, okay. So I stopped watching it on the TV. Either way, my point is like I always have earbuds in my ear and then I always use my phone, other devices for that very reason. Because whether we think so or not, children are absorbing everything we do, whether they say it or not. Like they're doing that. And so I do believe that that definitely plays a part in the upcoming generations when you have certain, even with certain music. Like I don't agree. There's like me personally, like y'all cuss, right? But I don't cuss around my kids. Like, well, my oldest, she's different. Like I might throw in a little bit here and there, but like with, like, I just don't do that. And one is out of like, one, to show respect, but then two, it's that my 8-year-old, she doesn't understand the context in using those words. And whatever she does at home, she's going to do outside the home. So I don't need her going to school. Be like, hey, bitch. No. Because, and that's just me. That's just how I raise her. I'm not saying that's the rule or anything. I just don't prefer it to do that. And I don't watch certain things. There are certain, like, if I'm watching something, it's got, like, you know, a gory scene or, you know, a sex scene like that show, Fatal Seduction or something like that, I may watch that when she's not around just because I know she could walk past me and see what's on my phone. You feel me? Even that show, that cartoon show on Netflix, Big Mouth, you know, or me watching Gen V or The Boys. Like, I won't have that facing her or whatever. And I'll have my earbuds and she can't hear nothing. You know, because at the end of the day, some things you can't have out loud. You can't have on speaker. Like y'all in y'all's rooms. I have my earbuds in. Can't have y'all on speaker. Y'all be wildin'. But I be here for it.
You know what? I agree with what Junkie Dave said. I started this and he said just because I can fight. I agree because you have to put yourself in all possible situations and mentally process them so that if that situation occurs, you have an idea of how you're going to handle it. Instead of not wanting to think about it, and then when you get in that situation, you're just lost as hell. Protecting starts with teaching, and the teaching is to protect both. The one that's protected and the one that's needing to be protected. The one that's needing to be protected is understanding and recognizing things and trying not to put themselves in a position or figure out how to get out of that position. And the protector is doing the same thing to get them out of their position or to protect them.
Okay, so I'm finna tie this into a reality show. A black reality show with a black couple where these professional black people, okay, this is on Love and Marriage Huntsville. And as much as Marceau gets on my nerves, okay, and if you heard me talk about this show, you know Marceau get on my nerve. However, in this moment, I had the most highest respect for him and how he handled the situation in protecting his wife and protecting himself, which is exactly what Junkie Dave and D Karma are talking about. is a prime example. So they were all at this function, right? At this store opening or whatever. And an altercation ended up taking place, or starting to take place, right? Between two women. And when it was with Tisha's mama and with Melody. So Tisha's mama was yakking. Melody was trying to get her to stop yakking. And Tisha then goes to defend her mom. Tisha goes in to defend her mom. Martell, he tries to intervene, right? And getting everybody to calm down. But then when Martell comes in, of course, Marceau comes in. Martell is the ex-husband to Melody. Marceau is married to Tisha. So as Tisha is getting more upset and these two men are trying to break these women up, Tisha then, there's like some shoving or whatever going on, and Marceau grabs Tisha and tells Tisha to step out of it. It's not her fight. That's between her mama and Melody. Don't get in that, because you get in it, then you and Melody are going to get into it. And then Martell is going to want to get in to protect his ex-wife. And then I'm going to want to get in to protect you. And it's not going to be a good situation. So they assessed the situation and then they moved on from it. So that was the whole point of me saying that. So that was the example.
Shut up. I'm listening, but I keep hearing shit. Independent individuals. Individuals have an independence. But the difference in the independence that Junkie Dave is talking about in a relationship, you need to be a team. You need to be willing to do these things for each other and with each other, because you're a team. You're individuals, and if somebody needs to tote the load, that individual has the independence to think for themselves and get you both out of the situation, especially when you put two heads together, so to speak, or maybe three. Now I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm just going to listen.
That's a good point.
That goes back to all white people. So when you start telling people, oh, all white people do this and all white people do that, well, guess what? I'm white, baby, and I don't do none of that shit. Okay? So fix your fucking tone before I had to beat your ass and the black come out of me.
RJ.
Melanin seduction, chocolate persuasion. Hey, Reed, what's up, lady? I've been listening.
What's up?
You know, my thing about the question, I think I agree with what you said in saying, you know, we make, or they make a fool out of themselves, or we can make a fool out of ourselves. But we got to understand how the world, and I will say this country, works when it comes to how they try to disrespect black people, how they treat us, blah, blah, blah. And they use many different tactics to, you know, do things to us. And one of those things is to portray our image as bad. And wait. Mm-hmm. And they can do that by funneling out, you know, certain rhetorics or stereotypes, or saying certain things that get across the world, which is why you may see certain races of people or other cultures of people that look at us and they don't like us because of what they hear based off of the media or what is heard through propaganda or whatever you know. But then when it comes to movies and then TV, you know, there are times where we get portrayed in a light where people take that from movies and media or whatever, and they apply that to what it is in real life for us. So when you talk about reality TV and how it makes black women look, there is a negative side to our culture, especially with black women and how they may act at certain moments. Wait, hold on. Okay. But there's a lot of, there's obviously a lot of good. But reality TV highlights the bad and they put that on display. Now, I'm not going to say it's all reality TV. It's not reality TV's fault. It's our fault. But the machine that is out there to make us look bad to the masses, they are going to highlight that by any means necessary. So guess what? They're going to push, and it's two things I would say here, but I'm going to say this. The first thing is they're going to push that out as much as they can so that we have a bad image to the masses. But number two, we watch and consume it. So even when you take the other part away, the first thing I said, since we're consuming it, they're going to keep putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. And then even if they take it away, people will find a way to create it anyway. You know, that's like Chasing Atlanta over there on YouTube, right? I'm pretty sure they're getting, like, they probably get paid off of YouTube from the views and stuff. And then, of course, you know, other opportunities that come with it, like with sponsorships or whatever the case is, right? So they get paid, but they're not on a network. And maybe it's because they got turned down. You know, I don't know the backstory. I'm just, you know, hypothetical, right? They got turned down from being on the network because the network probably felt like, no, they don't want to see, they don't want to, give a platform to a show that shows the LGBTQ plus IA community, the alphabet community, in that type of scale. Because everybody on that show is a part of that community. And it follows them around. Oh, we can deal with RuPaul Drag Race. That's in doses. We can deal with Pose. That's in doses. We can deal with that. It's in doses and it's a mixture. But Chasing Atlanta, Chasing Dallas, nope. That might be just too much. So they probably weren't, maybe they didn't get a platform. So they used a public platform in order to still tell their story. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There was a point in me saying that, and I just forgot why.
E-Reed, I heard that mumble. I heard you.
Hey, yo, just to clarify to the listener section, I know E-Reed already know, but I'm not specifying reality TV. I'm including reality TV into the bigger scheme of entertainment and media. You know what I mean? I think those entertainment and media have two main goals. One is to make money, and the other one is to shape societies. But that's on some Junkie Dave shit. We're just going to keep it rocking with this. Shout out to the listener section, yo. Good participation. Good conversation. Shout out to TBS and MSpec for sparking this. That was dope, man. That was dope. E-Rig!
Junkie Dave. Okay, Donna.
Hey, E-Reed. Grand afternoon. Shout out to the room. Hey, baby girl. Baby girl in the audience. Bunny J. Love you, mamas. Hope you're having a great day. I'm able to comment.
I am.
Out here in the streets, as you can hear. Hopefully you can hear me. Hopefully you can hear me. Just working. But yeah, I hope you're having a great day. Shout out to everybody. Happy Tuesday to everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
I'm not going to pretend like I know what's going on because I hear everybody talking about accountability, reality TV. I'm going to just say this. I don't even be really watching too much TV like no more, really, really, and truly, unless somebody give me a suggestion for something to watch. But what I have been watching lately, for like the last few days, which I guess I'm late on, is what's that called, Family or Fiance? That's pretty good, actually. I like that. In other news, I feel like a good crunchy taco today. I
haven't made crunchy tacos in a long time. So, I mean, thinks they're going to do crunchy tacos on Taco Tuesday and this motherfucking basketball tonight. Woohoo!
Sound like a good turn up too.
Okay, so this is going to be my question. You talk about black reality. Why is it that the Young and the Restless or One Life to Live or Family Guy, a cartoon, depicting a Caucasian family, why is it that though they don't get the repercussions or the fallout that most black people, melanated people, feel they get when there is a so-called reality show? You know, when they had the good shows, you know, they snuffed those out. Cosby Show, Living Single, Small World, whatever that damn, One World, whatever that damn thing was with Whitney. My point is this. Once we start worrying about what these people are thinking because they're paying attention to a certain group of people, because that certain group of people has this influence, and ironically, that influence is something that the whole world is wanting to look towards. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was reading this excerpt from this book, The Demise of the Black Culture or Civilization. It was pointed to the point that we lack unity. But because of this topic, we worry so much about what somebody else is thinking, acting as if they don't have the same thing going on in their lives, and they playing these damn shit. They play this shit out. What was that damn Tiger dude? Same shit. Jerry Springer, same shit. Housewives of LA, same shit.
Like, I mean, like, you know, at the end of the day, if these people want to sign their name on a dotted line to have their life exploited and then in post-edit, it's chopped and screwed to make a storyline, you know, it can be used for good or evil. And then the people who participate can, you know, adjust in how they want to step and move. There's been many a times where by the time they get to the reunion of a reality show, when the cast does the reunion, where someone has said that because when they look back at the way they, presented themselves on the show, they didn't like who they saw. You know, there's always these little pockets of like aha moments for some of these cast members when they do shows like this. And what if that's, and at the end of the day, that's a part of their journey. So reality TV is just highlighting and exploiting one's life's journey. We was doing it all the time when Facebook first came out. Or a lot of people was doing, I don't want to say we was all, like, I don't want to generalize it like that, but A lot of people were doing that, and some still do it to this day. You know, it's just not on video form, but it's in text form or picture form. Facebook was good for text form. Instagram came out, it was picture form. Then it, you know, now it's video form. So, you know, that's where it, look at influencers. An influencer's page that has a, that chooses to use a the camera on their phone to showcase their day to day or things that are happening in their lives, right? A product that they're using, a venue or place or concert or whatever they've experienced, right? That could be considered reality TV if they put it on like Roku, right? From Instagram to Roku, or if you just sit and watch them on YouTube. So I think that all plays a part. I don't know who this is calling me. Oh, well, they hung up. I don't know who that was. See, that's why I don't use that phone.
DK is funny. Shout out to Whitley. She's bad. That was a dope show, too. Yeah, that was a dope show. Black Education. And it was cool. It was nerds and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch that, too, back in the day. Damn. I used to want them shades.
So I used to identify with Kimberly. You know, the one that was a doctor or going to school to be a doctor. Yeah, her. Because she was the only dark-skinned one on the show. She was the only chocolate one on the show. So I identified with her. I was like, oh, look at her. I like her. Yeah, that was, what show was it? A Different World. Now, Cutting Up got more messages in here. And he the homie, but I'm not finna play them. Because that kind of went down a weird rabbit hole. And there's no disrespect to him. But this just wasn't the room for that. You know? But other than that, yeah, that's pretty much, I think I got my point out. I don't want to beat a dead horse and just keep sitting up here repeating myself. You know what I mean? And I appreciate all of y'all for pulling up and adding your opinions to it. And this was a different type of conversation, especially for Binge and Rewind, you know. But I definitely wanted to debunk a lot of those stereotypes when it comes to reality TV and the argument or the stance or accepted opinion, accepted narrow-minded opinion that it makes black women look bad. When there's other shows out here that show black women excellent. And if you don't know about them, it's because you're not looking for them. And if you're not looking for them, it's because it's just not on your radar. But if it's not on your radar, then don't have it be an opinion that that's what it is. Because then your opinion holds no weight because you don't have any context if it's true or not. So if you stand on ignorance that reality TV depicts black women in a bad light, and I say stand on ignorance because it's already documented that that's not it. So that's just being ignorant. That's not being shady in me saying that or being petty. It's just that's the definition of ignorance, you know, of not knowing, you know, other than what you choose to want to know. Or are, you know, or do know. So all I'm saying is that if you want to see something else and you don't want to see what you have been indoctrinated to believe that that's the only thing that exists, you can hit me up. I will, you know, give you some suggestions or, I don't know, just explore a little bit more and see what else is out there.
A Different World. That's what it was, A Different World. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I can relate to with them is the issue of the HBCU. I've been itching to talk about HBCUs for a couple of weeks now. I didn't graduate, but it is something that we don't talk about. Yale, Harvard, okay. What about Howard? Morgan State. Alabama State, Florida A&M, Alcorn, Alabama A&M school. Hey, I mean, there's a lot of them. Okay, I'm sorry. Reality TV. Some of this shit funny, but, you know, I look at it for what it is. Marriage and medicine, that shit was irking.
I like married to medicine.
You know what it made me think about just now when you just said what you said, it's not on the radar. I'm going to go back to, I think it was One Life to Live. Was it All My Children? I don't know. Erica Kane. They were just in love with Erica Kane and her craftiness, shystiness. They liked Angie, but they didn't like a black man with a Caucasian woman on that show. But they were quick to put a Caucasian man with a black woman on that show. And what I was identifying was, oh, he ain't good enough for her, huh? But he ain't good enough for her either. Shut up. See, I told you, E-Reed, it's all kinds of shit be popping up in my head.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. But as far as the daytime soaps, oh, they definitely have evolved. Most definitely, they have evolved. All right, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here. Appreciate y'all pulling up on me. I said what I had to say, and I got it done. Stayed on topic. I'm so proud of myself. All right, y'all. Bye. Have a good day.